This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today as we go through the Word of God verse by verse, 15 minutes, short burst through the Word of God. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. You're going to hear part five, the last part that's going to air on the radio, of a sermon that my good friend Pastor Ken Babington preached just last Sunday at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. The message is something I specifically and deliberately asked him to bring to our church because I know, in my opinion, there's no greater man that could preach this message that I know of than Ken Babington. The message is entitled Taking Back America, an 80-year plan. You're going to hear the last part here today, and it really still, even though this is the last part, is not the very end of it. It's an hour long, so you're going to hear almost up to the end. If you'd like to hear this whole sermon, please send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll be glad to mail you the CD free of charge. All you got to do is write me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail you the CD free of charge. For more information, if you'd like to talk to Pastor Ken, 321-783-2844 is his church number. He's the pastor of First Baptist Church in Cocoa Beach. My good friend, 783-2844. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you enjoy the messages you hear on the radio here, I invite you out to Island this week. Moses and the Name of God, that's what we're looking at. Sunday morning at 10:30, we'd love to see you. Now here's the last part of this message, Taking Back America.
All right, the Word of God is accurate. You can teach science from scientific evidence because scientific evidence supports creation. It does. It's all over the world. I love to talk to people about creation science. You don't need the Bible to talk about creation science. Talk about scientific evidence. It's all over the universe. Not going to get into that. You're welcome. Point number one, have a biblical world view. Number two, family's got to be brought back together. Last Wednesday night. Now, we've started a Space Coast Bible College in our church. And it's 4 years plus the master's degree plus the doctor. Last Wednesday night, we had our first graduation of a PhD in our church. The man is a brilliant man, Dennis Chamberlain. And he's written a counseling guide that's about 150 pages long from Wednesday night until yesterday. I read that and critiqued it for him as part of his thesis for his doctorate degree. Brilliant work. But he talked about dysfunctional families. Almost every family is dysfunctional, except the two of us. But the family unit has got to be brought back together. The husband and wife loving one another, the dad loving the children, encouraging them. I hate sarcasm. There's no such thing as innocent sarcasm. What amazes me is I love to encourage. I can encourage one individual every day for 10 years. Something's going to happen 10 years later where they're going to need to be encouraged. Even though I've done it for 3,700 days almost. 365 days a year for 10 years, that's 3,650. I can encourage them every day for 10 years, but they'll still need encouragement. You can tell a child, you're ugly. Did your mama have any children that lived? Look at your teeth. You can tell a child that when they're 8 years old and when they're 60. That one comment still haunts them. It's amazing how that works. We've got to bring the family back together. Number three, the parents have to take over education. I love homeschooling. My wife homeschooled her four children for a number of years. Two of my three children were homeschooled for 13 years. Home education is great, but whether you educate your children at home or leave them in a public school, whatever you do with them, parents must take back education and teach biblical principles in the family with the world, a biblical worldview. Number four, there's got to be discipleship. Discipleship is one person that knows how to do this, training somebody else so that they can take somebody else. Paul was getting old. He was about to, not this guy. The Apostle Paul was getting old. His last letter was to Timothy. And I'm going to use the first row as an illustration. I'm Paul. And I'll just go this way. Paul wrote his very last letter to young Timothy. Except young Timothy had been with Paul for 20 years. So he's now probably 40s. Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, you've been with me for a long time. You've seen what I do. You've watched me. You've heard what I teach. Timothy, I want you to take what I've given to you. And Timothy, I want you to take this spiritual baton and I want you to train faithful people who will train others. That's four generations. That's discipleship. Today we call it multi-level marketing. It's from the Bible. Paul said to Timothy, I'm about to die. Timothy, take what you've learned from me and you train faithful men who will train others. That's America. It's discipleship. Number five. Our president came out less than a year ago, about a year ago, and said, there's nothing exceptional about our country. Did you hear him say that? Yeah. Oh, yes, there is. That's right. There has never been a country like America. In 1983, May of 1983, I had the honor of going to a base that was not even there. Your Air Force? There was no Air Force base there, but I went to that base. Izmir, Turkey. There's no base there, is there? Back in the 80s, there was no base in Izmir, Turkey. Former Smyrna from the book of Revelation. But my brother was stationed at Izmir, Turkey with a whole entourage of Air Force guys. There was no base there, but they were there. I went there to do a revival. And I saw all the land and saw how beautiful it was and how magnificent it was. But as I got off the airplane in Istanbul, I didn't get off the airplane in Istanbul. We landed in Istanbul. I don't remember now if I did or not. But anyway, we landed in Istanbul, Turkey. I looked at the bottom of the stairways. There were guys there with machine guns. You don't see that in America, even today. With all the trouble that we've got, America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. There's nothing like America anywhere in the world. We are exceptional because of our foundation. And because of all the inventions and all the different things that God himself has allowed to be formulated in our great country, we are an exceptional country. We've got to get back to saying to the next generation, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. So biblical worldview, family, education, discipleship, America is exceptional. Number six, begin to teach American entrepreneurial spirit. Number seven is got to be involved in the civic arena. Tim, you're running for House of Representatives. Have you done any fundraising at all? Why? That's a dumb question. That is an absolutely dumb question. One of the first things a rookie does in the House of Representatives, Dave Weldon and I used to be good friends. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but Dave Weldon used to be our congressman. Bill Posey and I have been good friends for 20 years. One of the first things a House of Representatives does as a rookie, day one, when they get to Washington, D.C., the guys in leadership say, okay, here's the book, sit down every afternoon for 2 or 3 hours calling the people in this book, ask them for money for your next campaign. Fundraising is there. Now, entrepreneurial spirit is you own the business. I would venture to say, Tim, that most of the people you get money from, now you're going to get a lot of people that go $5, $10, something like that. But the big money donors are the ones that own their own business. You and I will never take America back by employees giving to a campaign. Business owners will give more money. So if we're going to retake America, we have got to start creating entrepreneurs. Those are men and women that start a business and thrive that business. Let me give you an illustration one. I'm going to give you an absolutely personal illustration. Shameless commercial. It was supposed to be Monday, then it was delayed till Tuesday, and it was delayed till Wednesday. Last Wednesday, my firstborn daughter, my firstborn child, she's in her mid-40s now, started her own business on Babcock Street in Melbourne. She and two other ladies started an insurance company. They sell life insurance, they sell health insurance, they sell homeowners insurance and car insurance. Within 3 months, they'll be doing business insurance. She is so excited, and I could not be more proud of her. She's told me what her vision is for 5 years from now, but it's the entrepreneurial spirit. We've got to teach young kids. Get out there and do that Kool-Aid stand. Save the money. Build the money up. What's his name? He's a multi-billionaire. Name somebody that's rich. Warren Buffett. It was Warren Buffett. You know how he started? Buying and selling newspapers as a 9-year-old kid. That's the way he started. America's got to get back to that entrepreneurial spirit where we start the business, we see the business grow, we hire the people, we have the profits. When you're an employee, you get paid wages. When you're the owner, you get paid profits. Profits are more than wages. It's just common sense. Number 7, civic involvement. I'm almost finished. I'm sliding into home now. When I ran for political office in 2008, I said two things. I've been saying these two things ever since. Tim, correct me if you think I'm wrong. Number 1, everybody in America ought to run for a political office one time. Number 2, nobody should hear the things you hear behind the scenes. Would you say those are two correct statements? Everybody ought to see what the political arena is really like. I met Alan Bergman right there when he was running for Congress against Bill Posey, when Bill Posey ran the first time. Alan, we've been good friends for 8 years now, since then. But that's how we met. He's writing a book. I ran for Congress and met God. He's become a Christian as a result of running for Congress. And number 8 is missions. When the church begins to do all 8 of these, and it's going to take 3 generations to do it. You and I will never get it done. But it'll never get done if you and I don't start it. John Dewey got it started. Look at us today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.